Imagine living sugar-free for 3 years. No added sugar, no hidden sugar in products like cereal, muesli bars, alcohol. Then imagine spending 60 days on a high-sugar diet, effectively 40 teaspoons of sugar a day. That's nearly 2,500 teaspoons of sugar over 2 months. The actor, Damon Gammo, did both, and then filmed the experience in a documentary called That Sugar Film. It investigates not just sucrose, which is plain sugar, but fructose, which has become ubiquitous on our supermarket shelves.
In the past, this fructose was very, very rare. It was found in fruits and veggies and honey, if you dared. But now we find it everywhere. In so many foods we eat. And you'll always know if you're eating fructose, because it's the thing that makes food sweet. You see, people on this planet are growing sicker every day. And many scientists now believe that fructose has a role to play.
The dulcet tones of Stephen Fry there, of course, in Damon Gammo's film, That Sugar Film. Damon Gammo is in our Melbourne studios. Damon, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
Now, Damon, as a bit of a sugar addict myself, I know and constantly knowing I have to have less sugar in my daily diet. But what your documentary has shown me is that I don't have a hope. It is everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty pervasive. I mean, I certainly didn't realise that when I started, but as the experiment went on, it was pretty frightening to see the kind of places that it's lurking that I think most people wouldn't be aware of, you know, whether it's a sort of a condiment, some kind of barbecue sauce, or it's a kind of sports drink or a vitamin water. I think the point of the film is to show how easily I got to 40 teaspoons a day, and again, without eating any junk foods. So I had no soft drink or ice cream or chocolate or confectionery. All the sugar I was eating was found in perceived healthy foods.
Let's talk about this a bit more, because I found this the most, you know, startling point in it, really. And there's one great example where you kick off this whole experiment, the 60 days, with what I think looks like a healthy breakfast. Tell us about that breakfast and how many teaspoons of sugar were in it.
Yeah, look, that was a bit of a shock for me too. I think, so I had a bowl of Just Right, some low-fat yogurt, flavoured yogurt, and a glass of apple juice. And that was 20 teaspoons of sugar. So I think, you know, for people to understand, or I talk to people about this film and they say, well, I don't have sugar in my tea or coffee anymore. But what they don't realise is they're just having so much sugar in other areas. So, look, we're certainly not out to demonise sugar. We just want people to understand if you are going to have a treat at the end of the day, chances are it's probably your 30th or 35th teaspoon because you've had sugar in other areas. So if we can get it down to somewhere what the World Health Organization says, which is about 6 to 9 teaspoons, then we're obviously going to be far healthier for it.
6 to 9. I mean, it was shocking when the nutritionist said that 40 teaspoons is about the regular daily intake. Just to go back to that breakfast, because it's pretty similar to a breakfast I have. It was cereal, what looked like a pretty healthy cereal, low-fat yogurt and apple juice, and that was 20 teaspoons of sugar, and all it had was a healthy breakfast.
That's right, yeah. And look, it's, you know, I guess a lot of these foods have been marketed to us in a very clever way, and, you know, the studies show that a lot of people believe they actually get their nutritional advice on the packet of a product instead of a health advocate. So, you know, I guess I hope the film really starts to raise a discussion around accountability and integrity of some of these countries and the kind of companies and the kind of slogans they can put on these products, especially ones that are advertised to kids, because, you know, parents might think they're doing the right thing and not realise that that product is actually full of sugar.
But just on that, the information, the sugar content is usually on the product, on the packet. But, you know, I'm no dummy, but I can't usually translate that into what that means. And teaspoons is really what we need. That was a great mechanism.
Look, that's right. Look, it's very, you know, at the moment, all the companies have to stipulate is one line that just says sugars. But they don't have to stipulate whether they're added sugars. They can be lactose or fructose or sucrose. And it's very confusing for people. And then, like you said, it just says it in grams. And what we've done in the film is said, well, 1 teaspoon is the equivalent of 4 grams of sugar. So if you have a product and the label says 20 grams of sugar, you divide that by 5 and you'll get 4 teaspoons. So you know that there's 4 teaspoons. Mm. Sorry, the other way around. There was 5 teaspoons in there.
And you had come to this experiment after living sugar-free for 2 to 3 years, is that right?
Yeah, I'd had about 3 years of just not having much refined sugar. I admit that I'm particularly sensitive to it. I am someone like yourself that craves it. I can't just have one piece of chocolate. I'll demolish the whole block by the morning. So it's best for me to kind of, I guess, keep it to a minimum. And I did experiment with just basically having 3 years without it, and I felt completely different in terms of my moods, my ability to sort of just concentrate. I was calmer through the day. My weight improved. My skin improved, all sorts of things.
But how did you, given what you've shown us in the documentary, how did you live sugar-free, given, I think at one point in the documentary, it tells us that about 20%, there'd only be 20% of goods left on the shelves of a supermarket if you took everything with embedded sugar off. You must have had fruit, and that has sugar
in it. That's right. Look, and again, we're just, absolutely fruit. I mean, as most of the experts
have said, fruit bad for you in terms of sugar?
Of course it's not, no. I mean, they said that, it's nature's dessert, and if we treated it like that, we'd be fine. But, you've got to remember that when we were evolving, fruit wasn't available every day of the year, and it was seasonal. So you couldn't sort of have mangoes quite regularly and whatnot. So, most people I spoke to said to keep it to somewhere about two pieces a day and no more than that.
Okay.
But if that's where you're getting your sugar in vegetables and fruit, then it's fantastic.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 11 minutes to 7. Our guest is Damon Gonneau. He's the director and the star of this new documentary. It's called That Sugar Film. Damon, can you describe for everyone listening what happened to you, your mind and your body, when you moved to this intense sugar diet? I say intense, but actually it's the average daily intake of 40 spoons of sugar after being almost sugar-free.
Well, again, because I was eating these perceived healthy foods, we really didn't know what to expect. So the first sort of 3 weeks of the film is shot very much on a low budget. I mean, my girlfriend did a lot of the shooting because we just didn't know whether we were going to get any effects. And then after 12 days, I'd put on about 3 kilos, which I guess was pretty alarming. But then I had my first set of blood tests after 18 days and I discovered that I developed fatty liver disease. So, the pathologist that I was with said, this is just, he hadn't seen it obviously develop that quickly. And my health had gone from the best 20% of men for liver health to the worst in that short amount of time. And what we know from the science now is that the fructose turns to fat in the liver specifically. It metabolizes in the body in a very unique way to other foods. And what happened with me is that the liver turned to fat, and then that fat gets pumped out into the bloodstream. And this is where you start getting complications that can lead to insulin sensitivity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, these kind of symptoms that we're seeing in society now in such a prevalent way because of this fat-making system that happens in the liver.
I congratulate you on the film. I think it's very watchable, and it's kind of shocking in its simplicity and what you lay out. But the film also looks more broadly at the culture, the economics and the politics of sugar, which is a story in itself, isn't it?
That's right. So as soon as we started realising that my body was disintegrating very quickly, I guess the scope of the film then changed, and I sort of wanted to explore what effects sugar might be having around the world and obviously go and talk to some experts. So we went to an Aboriginal community and sort of looked at their sugar intake, which, as most people might be aware, is just astronomical, and we're really hoping to sort of create a discussion around that and make some change as well. Then we went across America. I met a lot of people in America and started looking and scratching a bit deeper and looking at the history of sugar and I guess some of the manipulation that the sugar industry did in the 70s and continue to do in terms of paying off scientists and I guess dismissing a lot of science that doesn't suit their argument as junk science. And there's a whole list of strategies that they've used that we compare to tobacco in the film as well.
All right, Damon. Well, it is a powerful movie, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for your time, friend.
That's Damon Gonneau. He is the star and the director of a new documentary. It's called That Sugar Film, and there are one-off screenings around the country coming over the next little while. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 7.